Hi guys, and welcome to Books and Music Collide. On today's edition, I'll be reviewing a book called Love Next Door by Amina Thula. It's contemporary romance and it's about a young lady, Abby, a business analyst who has just moved into a flat on her own. She becomes friends with Copano, her next door neighbor, a teacher and an artist. They eventually start dating, and soon after, a career opportunity opens up for Abby in New York. And she has to choose between going to New York and staying in Johannesburg with the man of her dreams. I'll read an excerpt from the book. "You are cheating," Asanda insisted a few weeks later. "If he has a girlfriend and you guys are doing the intimate stuff you've been doing, then it's called an emotional affair." "There's no such thing. That's just some modern psychobabble. If emotional affairs really do exist, then each and every single one of us is a cheat. And all couples are cheating on one another," Abby replied. "You guys are behaving like boyfriend and girlfriend. That's what makes it an emotional affair. Don't get me wrong, I'm not judging. I mean, hey, all is fair in love and war. Times are tough, Shomi. Good men are scarce, and Joe Buck Winter at night and early morning is no child's play. Daytime is okay because it's warm. But evenings," Asanda picked up her red wine and laughed, "in the evenings, that human blanket becomes essential." "I don't understand you. What is it that I'm doing with him that is so intimate and romantic? I've never done anything with him that I don't do with you. Judging our friendship by different standards just because we're of different sexes is hypocritical and sexist. As far as I'm concerned, he's my best friend, and I hope he feels the same way about me too." This steamy love story takes the reader on a journey through Johannesburg, the feel of the city and its social life. We see how Abby navigates office politics as a successful young black woman in the corporate world in South Africa. Family and friends play a central role in the lives of the characters in this novella. The author throws in bits about the traditional cultures in Southern Africa and shines a spotlight on stereotypes about various ethnicities. It's not all roses in this book, though, as Abby expresses concern about toxic morning breath and how her hair looks first thing in the morning. There's, surprisingly, for a romance novel, a not-so-satisfactory sex scene where Abby is concerned about farting sounds made during sex. Okay. The characters are well-developed, even the minor characters, and nothing is just black or white. There are lots of greys. The dialogue is well-written with smatterings of Xhosa, some of which is translated, but even when not translated, the reader is able to follow the dialogue. So what didn't I like about this book? The editing. There were some inelegant phrases and a few errors. And then Abby's incorrect assumption about Copano's relationship status was a bit childish, as the misconception could have easily been cleared up by a direct question, especially as Abby was a strong female character, not a teenager just foraying into the minefield of relationships. Love Next Door was published by Ankara Press, an imprint of Cassava Republic, and is available on Amazon, Ankara Press, and Okada Books. I've included a link at the bottom of this page. The suggested song for this novella is Induku Tandile by Vusi Nova. Thanks to my Southern African sister from another mother, Charlene, for giving me suggestions of songs and also translations so I could pick the one most appropriate. This is a love song where the artist is declaring his love for the lady involved. Hope you enjoy listening to it. Thank you for listening.